I'd like to take a moment to let you all know about a new nonprofit organization started by my brother Craig. It's called Treats and Truth. They fill oversized brown lunch bags with snack items, chips, crackers, popcorn, cookies, etc. Also, a bottle of water, toothbrush, toothpaste, sanitary wipes, and most importantly, a small gospel tract book of John. No cigar? I'll have to talk to him about that. The bags are then hand-delivered to the homeless and people in need in and around the Los Angeles area. Let's help get this ministry off the ground. They're a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, so any and all donations are tax-deductible and greatly appreciated. Visit their website at treatsandtruth.org. Check out the show notes for the link. Also, please follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you. Welcome to episode 75 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. Hope you're doing well, and I'm glad you've joined me today. This week, we continue reading through Dr. Justin Bass's book, The Bedrock of Christianity, The Unalterable Facts of Jesus' Death and Resurrection, and I'm smoking the Fratello Navetta Inverso in the boxer size, 6 1/4 by 52. So let's go to the Fratello website and see what they have to say. Inverse in Italian, this cigar is the result of inverting all the tobaccos under its predecessor, the Fratello Navetta. This created a creamier, medium-bodied blend with layers of cocoa and tea spices. And it's a medium profile. Wrapper is Nicaraguan, binder is Ecuadorian, and the fillers are Dominican and Nicaraguan. The tolas are Corona, 5 7/8 by 46, Toro, 6 1/4 by 54, Robusto, 5 1/4 by 54, and the Boxer, 6 1/4 by 52. And Cigar Dojo says, this is a cigar that can really develop with age and is a fun experiment to smoke, along with the original Navetta, to see how minor tweaks in a blend can have a massive effect on a cigar. And it was rated 93 by Zigarin Magazine. And Cigar Score says, the draw was perfect. The flavors of chocolate, marshmallow, and toasty richness were perfect. So that is the Fratello Navetta Inverso. And just for kicks, let's go ahead on over and see what the Navetta, the original, is. The Navetta, which they inverted for this one, for the Inverso, is blended with 3-year-old aged tobaccos. Navetta tells the story of a single farm in Nicaragua. This rich and dark soil imprints those nuances into our most complex blend to date. And the wrapper on that one is Ecuadorian, binder's Dominican, and the filler is Nicaraguan. So that is the original Navetta. And I guess they just reversed all the tobaccos for the Navetta Inverso. So there it is. The Fratello Navetta Inverso. So let's begin chapter 6 this week of Dr. Justin Bass's book, The Bedrock of Christianity. And the heading of chapter 6 is Appearances. And the title of this section is To Peter, the 12, More Than 500, James and Paul. It may be taken as historically certain that Peter and the disciples had experiences after Jesus' death in which Jesus appeared to them as the risen Christ. Gerd Ludemann, What Really Happened to Jesus? I do not regard deliberate fraud as a worthwhile explanation. Many of the people in these lists were to spend the rest of their lives proclaiming that they had seen the risen Lord, and several of them would die for their cause. Moreover, a calculated deception should have produced greater unanimity. Instead, there seemed to have been competitors. I saw him first. No, I did. E.P. Sanders, The Historical Figure of Jesus. This is the sort of truth that is hard to explain because it is a fact, but it is a fact to which we can call witnesses. G.K. Chesterton, The Everlasting Man. It is a bedrock fact that soon after Jesus' crucifixion, individuals and groups, men and women, followers, and at least one enemy became convinced that Jesus appeared to them alive, raised from the dead. According to Bart Ehrman, there can be no doubt, historically, that some of Jesus' followers came to believe he was raised from the dead, no doubt whatsoever. This is how Christianity started. We discussed in the last chapter the threefold innovative claims of the earliest Christians concerning Jesus. There, I argued that the ultimate reason for this pure innovation must have been that the early Christians believed these resurrection appearances happened. We know that with certainty. Yet, whether Jesus really did rise from the dead and appear to these individuals and groups, or whether these experiences happened in some way in their minds, i.e., hallucinations, is still the debate between Christians and the rest of the world. What is a bedrock fact is that the early Christians believed and proclaimed that they saw Jesus risen from the dead. And that's the end of this week's reading of Dr. Justin Bass's book, The Bedrock of Christianity. I know that was a really short one, but I just do one section at a time, so you get what you get. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to Dr. Bass's website, as well as this week's cigar. Also in the show notes are links to Treats and Truth Ministry, where you can get involved in helping to spread the gospel to the homeless. Groundworks Ministries for daily Bible studies and devotionals, and the Burning Bush merchandise store, where you can pick up some items to help spread the word about the show. And I'd appreciate it if you would tell your friends. So until next week, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.